Good afternoon from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Erev Shabbos, Chazon, Parashat Devarim. I apologize for not being able to even get a message out that it was going to be either canceled or delayed earlier today. Had the zechus of running around to many different important things, some I'll talk about a little bit later, I think, across the country, and did not know where I was at what time. But I'm happy that we could still have the opportunity to learn together a little bit. The one thought about brief thought about Shabbos Chazon, a thought that comes from Eicha that I was reflecting on a little bit this week. The Megillah we read in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lo ha'aminu malchei eretz kol yoshvei sevel ki yavod tzar v'oyev b'sharei Yerushalayim. Says that the nations of the world couldn't believe, all the nations, all the enemies of the Jewish people couldn't believe that an enemy, an army, somebody would actually be able to conquer Yerushalayim. And if you take a step back and think about it, that's just a tremendous and very surprising idea. In the Bederech HaTeva, in the normal way of the world, the stronger army defeats the weaker army. So whoever the stronger army is should be confident that they're able to win. They're the army who's going to be victorious. So why would it be that all the nations of the world are going to be shocked that nobody can conquer Yerushalayim? As long as one of the armies, somebody was strong enough to be able to rise to the occasion, they should be able to beat Klal Yisrael. Elamai, what you see is that they had a certain fear or a certain understanding that it's not worth attacking Klal Yisrael. It's not worth attacking the Jewish people because you're not going to be victorious. And then when eventually the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it changed that entire notion. It ruined that almost invincibility. And I think it's a little bit what we're seeing today as well, that the fear isn't there. And you would think that the enemy would be scared, or we would hope that the enemy would be scared of the power of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, the IDF protecting Eretz Yisrael. And yet they're not afraid, and they attack. And it requires the message of Eicha, the message of Yirmiyahu and Avi. Yirmiyahu's nevuah and the message of Eicha was not just about the destruction, but it was a prophecy of what was going to be if they don't do tshuva. The tshuva is always that step, is always the necessary step that needs to be taken in order to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring a time when we're strong and we're victorious and able to defeat our enemies. In the parasha, it says in the Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Daleh, "Vayitzei ha'Amori ha'yoshev b'har ahu likratzchem." The Amori who are on the mountain came towards you. "Vayirdefu eschem kasher tatzena ha'devorim," and they chased you out like one would chase like bees would chase. And they were able to battle from Seir and Tor Chama. And the Rashi quotes from the Medrash, what does it mean, Kasher Tatsena Hadvorim, that it was just like the bees would do? What's that comparison? What's the significance of comparing the way that the Amori would struck Bnei Yisrael to that of the Devorim? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Rashi says, Mahadavorazos, just like the bee, Kishihi Makas Adam Miyad Mesa, just like the bee, it's a one time sting. As soon as it stings, it drops dead afterwards. Ahem, so too the enemy, the Amori, the enemies of the Jewish people, Kishahiunogim Bachem Miyad Mesim. When they strike against the Jewish people, they're going to die right away. And many of the Mefarshim and Rashi are bothered that it doesn't seem to, although the, again, Rashi's intent is to try to explain why it is that the Torah compares the Amori to the Devorim, to the bee, and yet the context seems to be the opposite, because the context of the pasuk is that the Amori were successful and Vayaksua, they were able to fight against and to smite the Jewish people. And the way Rashi explains it is the reason it was compared to the Devorim, to the bees, is because just like the bees dropped dead after hitting Bnei Yisrael, after stinging somebody, so too the enemies of the Jewish people dropped dead after hitting them. That wasn't the case of the Amori, at least in the context of the pasuk. The pasuk is trying to give Bnei Yisrael Musar that look what happens when you deviate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amori attacked, and they were successful until you did a tshuva, and we fought back against the Amori. And a similar question can be asked on some of the alternative explanations that are given in the other Mefarshim as well. The Ibn Ezra writes that the explanation for why it's compared to a bee is perish ki mi sheyiga abesam miyad yirdifu achara vayinashkuhu. That somebody who touches their home, somebody who touches the hive, right away the bees run after them. So too, if somebody attacks the home, attacks the land of Bnei Yisrael, so immediately Bnei Yisrael run after them, just like the devorah, just like the bees. And again, the same question can be asked on what the Ibn Ezra says. That seems to be a positive. That seems to reflect positively on Bnei Yisrael. That's not a criticism. It doesn't explain why the Amori were successful. It's the opposite. It's the Amori strike against Bnei Yisrael. So if it's just like the Devorim, so Bnei Yisrael should be able to drive them away, just like the bees would drive away somebody who would touch their hive. Similarly, Rav Yosef Bechor Shor has a different explanation, and he writes that the bee doesn't sting to kill. The bee will sting, and they might come, many bees will come from different directions, and the person may get bitten again and again and again. But after all those stings, the person is still alive. The person has to deal with the aftermath, but it's not going to be, again, unless somebody has some sort of allergy, but in a normal case, it's not going to be something which leads to the person's death. So Tobi says, for Klal Yisrael, that the enemy can strike at Bnei Yisrael, but ultimately it's going to be it's going to be a patch. It's not going to be something which strikes to the core of Bnei Yisrael and really affects them. And again, it seems to be that this is a positive. This is saying that Bnei Yisrael have a certain invincibility or the ability to rise from whatever is coming their way. So again, it seems to be out of the context of what the pasuk should be trying to say. And finally, another explanation, which again seems to lead to the same problem, is that of the Ksav HaKavala. The Ksav HaKavala writes that, it's in the name of the Rambam, that instead of fighting with weapons, the same way that the Devorim, that the bees, when they gather together, that buzzing sound, if you have a swarm of bees, just the noise alone of the bees approaching, the swarm approaching the person, is enough to drive the person and have the person run away. So too, it will be for Bnei Yisrael, that you'll be able to run away even before just from hearing the noise alone. So again, according to all this Mefarshim, it seems to be difficult. What is going on? The pasuk seems to be saying something which is a criticism of Bnei Yisrael, and yet the Mefarshim all seem to have explanations which is something which is a positive towards Bnei Yisrael. The Brisker Rav was bothered by this question, and he explained that as follows. He says that normally when you see somebody hitting somebody else and the other person doesn't respond and hit back, it's hard to tell how deep the hatred is between the people. But when you see that the second person, the person who gets hit, and another person hits back even harder, and the first person knew that if he hits, the second person is going to respond, then that shows how much how deep the hatred is. So he says that's the pshat in the pasuk, that the Torah is telling us that the Amorim, they knew very well that if they touch Bnei Yisrael, they attack Bnei Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael had this quality that they're going to be like Devorim, and they're going to be able to come back, and it's going to lead to their own death. But Afal Pichin, their hatred towards Bnei Yisrael and their attempts to Bnei Yisrael were so great that they would hit Bnei Yisrael anyway. And that's what the Torah is really talking about. I'm just focusing on the hatred, the deep hatred that the Amori had, which is a result of the fact that Bnei Yisrael were veering away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that certainly is something which reflects on the current event. To have an enemy that knows that the Israelis are going to, their Israel is going to fight back in a way that's going to hit them harder, and yet they're still willing to do it, shows that deep hatred that they have, that there's something fundamental that they just hate about us, and there's really nothing that we can do about that hatred. Their hatred goes so deep that even they know that they're going to get hit back harder, and yet they don't seem to care. Lumasam, as opposed to the fact that you have a nation, Mikam Chayisal, the things that I have been privileged to see over the week that we've spent here, the attitude that the Chayalim have, that they're doing Avodas HaKodesh, that we met with the soldiers who were in reservists from the Miluim, who have their families put everything on hold, and they don't know what's going to be with all that, but this is what Am Yisrael needs. This is, we have to protect our land, we have to protect our people, and doing it with menschlichkeit, and doing it, again, when you have to hit, you're going to hit. But the attitude that they have, and the kedusha with which they hold themselves, is something which is remarkable to partake, and it extends throughout the country. The reason that I was delayed today was we decided last minute after we were in Be'er Sheva to attend a levaya, to attend the funeral for Matan Gottlieb, 21 years old, a Maglan, a special unit, who was killed yesterday, the funeral in Rishon LeZion. And the 6 o'clock hour time, and the outpouring of emotion of seeing Jews, all types of Jews. It didn't matter who they were. It's hard to even fathom. There were people you couldn't see the end of the people. I don't know, 1,000, 2,000. It's hard to know exactly what they were. But to see these people crying together, the sob, and when they announced that the mother was going to give her Hester, before she opened her mouth, as soon as they said that there'll be divrei ha-perada from the Meha'im, the sigh, the emotion of the people, the crying, the connection that they have of people, again, from all types, every type of Israeli was there, and was emoting and was connecting together with the people, is really what holds our nation together. He was a sweet boy. They were talking about the qualities that he had. His father, during the Kaddish, said, Oseh Shalom, and he yelled, Shalom, Azeh Mashanu Rotzeh, Ani Rotzeh Shalom. They don't want to, we have to fight. They're going to fight because they need to fight, because that's what they need to do at this time. That's not what they're looking for. Before the Levaya, twice, they announced instructions for what to do if there's going to be a rocket attack and the sirens are going to go off during the funeral. And they said, if the sirens go off, then hit the ground where you are, lay down on the ground, put your hands over your head, and wait there for 10 minutes until it's over. To have to have that at a funeral, and to have to be worried about this, is not a normal way to live, and that's what the people here have realized. And when we came and told people, and we continue to meet people, and just tell them that we came and we're representing so many more people who wish they could come, who can't come for whatever the reasons are, they understand that people can't come. They're shocked that that the group that was here was able to put their lives on hold for a week and are able to participate. It really... it gives them tremendous chizik. They all assumed that we were coming anyway, and we worked them into their schedule. And we told them, "We know we came specifically just to give them that hug, to tell them how much we appreciate what they're doing, that they're holding strong here." Is the opposite of what our enemies are doing. Am Yisrael here is so united and is so together across the board. The signs in every city, Ben Anachnim, Achayalim, Magolani, whoever it is, it's the opposite of what our enemies are trying to do, and it's really what the way of fixing the destruction of the Churban HaBayis is all about. It was about destruction because of Sinat Sinah, and we're living in a time when there has probably never been Achdus like this beforehand, and Klal Yisrael are really united across the world on so many levels. The people here are joining together in ways that Be'ezras Hashem can really turn that. Hopefully this year, instead of having to cry and sit on the ground for Eicha, that we'll be able to be here in Yerushalayim, Yerakodosh, Levi, Sheibana, Beis HaMikdash, Mehira, that the Geula will come, and these boys, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should continue to protect them, shouldn't have to know from the parents burying a child who was fighting, a Gibor who was fighting for the land. And we should hear those Besoros Tova, wishing everybody warmest wishes for a wonderful Shabbos and Besoros Tova.